Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Chris Domino's our good friend from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And he's been on my show forever through the years. And I figured who better to talk to about the Super Bowl in Atlanta than one of Atlanta's finest. How you doing, Chris?
Doing well, Scott. How about you?
Well, I'm in Vegas, so I think that should cover it. Anyway, you know what I mean? I'm just always where the action is. So how is Atlanta holding up for this this weekend and how everything's been going this week down there?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, you know this town. We, we do music well. We eat pretty well. We drink pretty well. We don't win very well. But in terms of all the stuff around it, this town's got it. You know, it's good food, good drink. Good music, good entertainment, when the weather is right, and it certainly is easy to get around the way it was last night going into today and hopefully the rest of the weekend, city's putting on a pretty good face. Now, I get a little bit nervous. We got people coming on the show today saying, hey, this is going great. And I'm like, let's get till Monday morning. You know, we've had a lot of bad moments in this town, both on the field and off. And, look, I'm really hoping my whole thing this week was come Monday morning when everybody's getting on their planes, getting the hell out of town, let's just hope they all turn around and go, this is pretty good. We got a chance. So far, so good this week.
So the Mercedes is an incredible stadium. We've talked a lot about it. I know you don't, want to beat a dead horse, but, I mean, we've talked this week on the show and on my Pharrell and the Betts podcast on Westwood One about that, Falcons game with the Patriots. It was the most incredible thing I think I ever saw, that they blew that game. To me, they should have a Lombardi trophy down there, and they should be wearing rings, and Brady stole it from him. It is absolutely unthinkable to me that happened.
Yeah, and everybody keeps saying, well, how do you get over that? Well, you don't. You know, it'd be nice if you tell me they won a Super Bowl 2 years from now. That doesn't take away what happened a couple of years back. You know, it's historical. And we'll never see that again in our lifetimes. We'll see leads blown. You just won't see it on that kind of display with 100-plus million people, whatever the hell the number is, watching. And you got to eat it. I mean, it just really stinks on so many levels. There were so many things you go back and say. I know I went to the press conference on Tuesday, and my biggest problem was, along with everything else, why are you snapping a ball with 11 seconds left on the play clock, you know, multiple times? And if you just start adding 10 seconds here, 9 seconds there, 8 seconds there, I don't know what would have happened, but you certainly made it a little bit easier. And Scott, this is God's honest truth. I was in Houston. First half, three quarters, people are coming up to me saying, I can't believe it. Congratulations, you guys are going to have a parade on Tuesday. God is my witness. They start moving the media down, and we're watching a fourth quarter in basically a holding area with big screen TVs. When they were still up a touchdown, I had the same people coming up to me going, now the Falcons are still winning this game. I had people come up to me going, sorry, man, it's over. Sorry about that. They knew what was going to happen. Like, they knew as that game was marching towards, is this really going to happen? Whether they knew the history of Atlanta or they knew the history of the Patriots or whatever the hell it was, those same people who had said, I can't believe this, Falcons are going to win a Super Bowl and they're going to beat New England, still down a score, people were saying, hey, man, sorry about this. Like, you could just smell it. You could just, whatever the order was, if this is going to be that game that's going to be talked about for a long time, no doubt about it, it played out that way. And like I said, for a couple of years, got to eat it. I did see my first yesterday 28-3 T-shirt. Guy had it made. He was ready to wear it in the city of Atlanta. He did. And that's – you can get angry, you can get frustrated, but at the end of the day, it's exactly what it was. It was a 25-point lead in the biggest game of all time.
So what do you think of the fact that, you know, Brady's – he's your worst nightmare and that he's playing in a Super Bowl in Atlanta again and that this guy's in every Super Bowl every year. I mean, literally, it's like every year. I mean, it's got to make people down there sick to their stomachs, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Boston wins. You know, at the end of the day, it's really hard to congratulate a team that had they not had any history with this team, you just would have been tired of it. Now you just – I mean, it's a Rams town. We did an event last night, had a couple of thousand people there, and it's there are no Rams fans here. I think I saw two Rams jerseys today as I was leaving Radio Row. But I got to tell you, the city of Atlanta, 3,000 miles away with no rooting interest other than just make sure that those guys don't win another one. This is a Rams town. So the fact that it's Brady and the fact that it's New England, you know, everybody was saying the worst nightmare would have been New Orleans and New England. And I swear to God, if that happened, it would have been a Patriots town. So now at least you get to choose the lesser of the evils, and it's rooting for the Rams to beat the Patriots. And look, as close as it was to having New Orleans, the concept and idea of the New Orleans Saints practicing up at Flowery Branch over the course of a week and using a facility and getting ready to try to win a Super Bowl, the second one in their history, doing it here in town, I got to tell you, it would have been easy if you would have said Patriots-Saints. It just would have been let the Patriots win, not let the Saints get a second Super Bowl.
So Chris D'Amino with us from Atlanta at the Super Bowl. How do you think the game's going to go? For we saw the Eagles beat them last year. Nick Foles was incredible, catching TD passes and winning the MVP, and no one could even believe it. They roughed up Brady. Do you think the Rams will be able to rough up Brady?
So, you know, it's eight games. He's taken five sacks in the last eight games. And it's funny, we talked to a whole bunch of people this week, and he's getting rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds is the number that everybody's talking about, because that's what he's getting rid of at. At 41, you can't get really any better, but you can get smarter. The smarter play is make sure your offensive line knows that this is the guy, this is the way that we win, and he's getting rid of the football. You know, I'd love to see Aaron Donald be the MVP of this thing. You know, Grady Jarrett, think about this, Scotty. Grady Jarrett had three sacks in that game 2 years ago. He would have been the MVP of the game. There would have been a defensive MVP, and it would have been a guy knocking a crap out of Tom Brady multiple times. Aaron Donald, with all due respect to Grady Jarrett, is a good player. Aaron Donald's a great player. I just don't know if, you know, Tom Brady's going to be in the pocket long enough or get mushed into, whether it's Sue or Donald, into those types of moments. And look, at 41, you don't want that guy to have to run for his life because he's just not capable. But he really hasn't had to. I mean, think about this. Eight sacks in the last five games. That's absurd in today's NFL. And it's not like he's dropping back 11 times a game. This isn't Bob Greasy. You know, Brady's thrown it a pretty good amount. They've had the football 43, 44 minutes in the last couple of playoff games because he's had enough time. You saw the number, 20 of 33 on third down. I mean, that's an ungodly, ridiculous. Just when you think you have me, you don't. And it's really because the offensive line has been that good. So I was hoping for it. I was wishing for it. Maybe you send a guy from the light tower every once in a while to try to get him. I just don't think their game plan is to let him sit back there long enough to have that happen.
Have you ever seen anything like Edelman and Gronkowski, how they make these huge catches
No.
and never drop the ball?
No. You know, it's funny because Julio Jones would have been his catch in that Super Bowl would have been the play of that game had they figured out. People kind of forget. Go look at that Edelman catch on third down in that game. I mean, it's one of those where you go, this is freakish. And when all of a sudden you think you know you're carrying a bag of crap in your back pocket instead of a horseshoe, which is how it feels sometimes in Atlanta, that's the type of play that guys are making. And somebody said this week, you know, is Edelman a Hall of Famer? It's sort of like that Robert Horry thing. You know, Robert Horry's not a Hall of Famer, but they should, you know, probably have his picture in the Hall of Fame and say that this guy does things to absolutely rip your heart out. Edelman's the same way, and it's been a hell of a career. For a guy who was a quarterback in college, it's ridiculous that this guy has done this at this level. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he's one of those guys that you look at and you go, it's not a coincidence that this guy's got a multiple rings, and it's not a coincidence that Tom Brady wants to go to this guy in any big moment. And there was no bigger moment than a third down play 2 years ago, and it's just absurd that a guy who was not thought of, didn't really have a position trying to make an NFL roster, all of a sudden is a guy that, you know, on any given play, Scott, any given play, that guy can move a chain and get you first down.
Do you think White will have a big game like he seems to almost every week?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? It's really funny because we talk about how do you get rid of it in 2.5 seconds? Well, you throw the ball 15 times to a back. He's got two games, Scott. This is God's honest truth. He's got two games where he has more than 13 or 14 receptions in a playoff game. Jerry Rice doesn't have one. And I'm not telling you he's Jerry Rice. I'm just talking about your ability to use him. If he doesn't have eight catches, nine catches, I'll be shocked. You know, you're in Vegas. The under-over's on some of these things. I don't know what his catch total is, but if it's not that, I would jump on the over because there's no reason to get away from that. And, you know, people talk about McVay and what's he doing offensively. Have you read or seen what they do? Like, it's a copycat league. He's actually pulled his offense in closer to the middle of the field instead of four wides and spreads. They actually bunch it up a little bit more. And his whole thing, McVay says, that if we pick the right play in a given moment with those types of formations, closer, not wider, we will have a play around end or three that will get us big gains, if not a touchdown. And I don't know if the rest of the league is going to do it, but in a world where everybody says four wides and let's go, let's dump it all over because the league allows that, what they've done is they pulled it in. And the C.J. Anderson story is crazy. But what it's done is, I just think that you're nervous about somebody getting outside on either side. And C.J. Anderson has found his way to big, not only 100 yards, but he's found his way to big first downs too.
Do you think, you know, with that press coverage that they have, because I think their secondary is sickening. Their man coverage is as good as anybody's, if you ask me. How do you think Cooks and Woods will do against that? And there's no Cooper Kupp and things like this. They've got all these other guys. But do you think they'll be able to accomplish anything against that Pats secondary?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, you know, Bruschi and Ty Law and Ronnie Harrison, Seymour, they've won. You know, they could be 0-8, they could be 8-0, and they are what they are right now. You know, they're 5-3 in Super Bowls, but everyone has been played close. I think their defensive guy, whoever it is, and pick, because it certainly has been a few guys over the 8 Super Bowls, somebody's going to make a play. Now, Cooks to me is really the interesting one because that's the guy that you say, if anybody's going to find a moment behind people or get past people, it's him. It's just it doesn't seem like Belichick's defense gives that up. And, you know, the other number, it's 8 Super Bowls. Have you heard this? 8 Super Bowls, the Patriots have 3 points in the first quarter. They've gone 7 Super Bowls without scoring a point in the first quarter. You'd think that's impossible, but you realize they're not going to go in the middle of the ring and throw haymakers with you. They're not going to make a mistake. They're going to wait for you. I can't even fathom that a Tom Brady team, 8 times in a moment like this, has only scored 3 points. But it doesn't matter. Like, they want to shorten up the game and make it a 3-quarter game. They're going to beat you because you're either going to beat yourself or they're – every Super Bowl they've won, they've had a defensive moment or two where you go, God, dog, that is how you win a football game. Brady will win an MVP, but somebody on defense is going to do something. It might not be a star defense anymore, but McCourty's maybe the likely guy on the back end. I will guarantee you if the New England Patriots win, guarantee it, there's going to be a moment that you go, well, that was a pretty good play on offense. This is the play on defense that helps swing it.
So I got 30 seconds respectfully. How do you think it's going to play out?
Yeah, I heart says Rams, head says Patriots. I think it's going to be played to 30 or 31, and I just think that helps New England. I'd hope the Rams could play this game into the 30s. I don't think you can play this game in the 20s. 31-24, the Patriots win, and it's going to gall me, and it's going to be another duckboat parade, and I think we all suffer for it.
Right. And let me ask you, I got 15 seconds. Who do you think the Patriots will play in next year's Super Bowl?
Well, look, at the end of the day, there's not an easier way to get to the postseason than winning the AFC East. And everybody gets angry about that. They're in large part the reason that it's happened. But, geez, wouldn't it be nice if somebody in the AFC East actually had a type of year that challenged the team and at least make their road difficult? Maybe not give them an off week. Maybe not give them a home game. For the love of Christ, will somebody in that division do something so the team doesn't have every advantage that they seem to have?
All right, listen, I love you, Domino. Great stuff, man. All the best. Say hi to everybody down in Hot Town for me.
You're
the man.
You're the best. Listen, enjoy Vegas. I know you will.
All right, my man, Chris Domino in Atlantis. For all the bands, we're at the D Casino in Sin City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.